Okay. Today's daf nun. Agun chodesh to all, and let's start. Mem tesma base. Second to last line. Kemaaseyo bachol. So the Mishnah had described that the avoda of the nisach hamayim, that it was done the same on weekdays as it was on Shabbos, except that they filled up the water from the ma'ayan before Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. The Mishnah's lashon was in a chavis shel yayin she'ena mekudeshes, in a golden bowl, a golden barrel that was not mekudeshes. That's the language of the Mishnah on Memches Mabez, and they left it in a lishka, and then they used it the following day. They didn't want to have to do that the shi'uv on Shabbos itself. So they asked the Gemara v'amai, why did it have to be filled up with in a chavis that was not mekudeshes? Nesi b'mekudeshes. Or why did the Gemara, why did the people in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, have to go through the process of Eidim Kodeshes? It's always better to do things in Kli Shares, in a sanctified Kli. So says the Gemara, three answers. Number one, Amar Ze'iri. Ze'iri says, no, Kesavar, maybe because of the following. Because of the following two halachos, they had to fill it up in a Kli that was not Mekudeshes. Number one, Ein Shir Lamayim. Number one, there is no specific shear amount given for how much water you have to take for the Nisach HaMayim, and therefore whatever you put into this kli is going to be sanctified. If there was a specific shear, then we might be able to say that the specific shear will be sanctified, and above and beyond that won't be sanctified. But here, if we hold Ein Shir LaMayim, so then we're saying that anything that is put into the Kli is going to be sanctified, because there is no specific shear. Number one, that's assumption number one. Number two, the Kli Sharis Mekadesh Shalomidas. And if you also assume this, that a Kli Sharis, we know anything that goes into a Kli Sharis becomes sanctified. Does that apply even if I don't want it to become sanctified? Is it automatic? So the halacha is that, not the halacha, but if we assume that a Kli Sharis is a Bekadi Shalomidas, if we assume both of these assumptions, that there is no shear for the water, and a Kli Sharis is a Bekadi Shalomidas, so then that's why we have a problem. That's why we cannot fill it up in a Kli Sharis from before Shabbos, because if we do that, then we put the water in, and it's going to become sanctified right away, and then it's going to stay overnight in this Kli Sharis. And the halacha is, v'imaisi b'mekudeshes, ifsalulahu belina. And therefore it's going to become it's going to be nifsal through lina, through staying in a Kli Sharis overnight. Anything that stays in a Kli Sharis overnight becomes nifsal. So that is why we have to fill up the water for the Nisach HaMayim before Shabbos in a non-Kli Sharis, in a Kli She'ena Mekudeshes. Based on these two assumptions, if we hold Ein Shir LaMayim, and we hold that a Kli Sharis is Mekadesh Shalomidas. What does it mean, Ein Shir LaMayim? So you look at Rashi here, the second to last line. Shafilu Yosef Mishlosh Lugin Ru'ilan Asech. Because really, even more than three lugin is right to be poured. There's no shear given. Rashi says there is no maximum shear. Tosfos in Zvachim quotes Rashi and argues, and says that he thinks, in his opinion, Tosfos' opinion, that maybe there is no even shear lamata. Rashi just says there's no shear lamala. It tells us the Medai from Rashi, and the Ritva says it here, Beferish, that of course there's a shear lamata. There is a minimum shear. There's just no maximum shear. That's what the Ritva here says, expanding on Rashi. Pirish einlam shear lamala. Shilo elohayim shear lamala. And you brought more than a shear lohay yakli makashin. Avachshav sheinlam shear afilo nasam bahen yosem mishlushas lugin hayakli shares makashin imakli makadish. But now that there is no shear, so if he'd bring even more than three lugin, it'd be makadish. Mashma that three lugin, though, is the minimum. And Tosfos and Zachem and Daf Kuf Yud argues. Tosfos says, no. Ain't shear means even less than three lugin you could bring. Okay, maybe one lugin you'd have to bring. But really, ain't shear means Ein Shir even Lamata. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva versus Tosfos in Zvachim. The Rambam seems to hold like Rashi, because the Rambam paskins Ein Shir Lamayim, number one, but then he quotes also in Ilchos Ma'aser Karbanos that if you're Menasech Mayim Bachutz, less than three lugin, you're Pater. And usually the rule is anything that you do Bachutz, you're Pater if it wouldn't be enough to do it Bifnim. So if the Rambam paskins that less than three lugin is going to be pater bachutz, so it could be because he holds that three lugin is the minimum. So it could be that he is being meramis to us that he holds like Rashi. Sorry? That's Rebbe Yehuda about the, but again, the three lugin, that might be lechatila, you might say, but it might not be the halacha b'di'evet. So that is all answer number one to the Gemara, that is the Ziri. Just one other hara on the what it says, the klisharis makachin shalomi das. So that means if you put it into the klisharis, even if you don't want it to become kadosh, it becomes kadosh. The Gemara Menachah says this only, though, and Tosis deals with this in the top Tosis, this is only though if you put it in. The only problem is that it was shalomi das. But if, let's say, it got in by accident, there was no mice in the scene of a gavra, or let's say it was mice a kof ba'alma, an animal put it in, some other way it got in, so that's even less than shalom idas. That's not called a nesina, and that would not be makadish. So that is there is something that has to be done, that has to be a nesina. It's just that even if you don't want it to become kadosh, it will. So that is all answer number one, why we can the Mishnah cannot suggest that we use the Bekudeshes, because we hold Ein Shir L'mayim, and Kli Sharis is Bekadosh Shalom Midas. Number two, Chizki Amar, the answer number two and three is really that Midah Araisa, it is going to be okay, but there's a problem Midah Rabbanon, why it's not done. Chizki Amar, Kli Sharis in Mekadosh Shalom Midas. Kli Sharis rejects given number two. No, a Kli Sharis is only Mekadosh Midas, meaning with your Ratzon. So if you wouldn't want it to become kadosh, it wouldn't become kadosh. So therefore, really, Me'ikar Adin, you could have put it in a kli shares, but gzeira shema yom rula das niskadshu. Maybe people will get confused. People won't realize that you had specific intention for it not to become kadosh, and it will become. And people will see you using it. They'll see it was left over the night before, and they will not realize that the halacha is it's only shalom midas, and they'll think that even if you put it in a kli shares midas, it'll become kadosh. So Gzeirah Shema Yomer, is that talking about the Kohanim? The Kohanim might think this, and therefore the Kohanim, it might lead to mistakes. That's one idea, that on a practical level, it might lead to Averos, because the Kohanim wouldn't know the Halacha. Or it might just be, no, just the act itself. The act itself cannot give off any misconception of the Halacha. Shema Yomer. Number three, but according to Chizkiah, he might agree with the first idea of Shir L'mayim. He didn't reject Dafka that one. The third opinion, Amar Abyanai, Amar of Zera, Afilu Tema Yeshir Lamayim, Vikli Shera Sebekachin Elamidas. Even if you reject both assumptions, but still there's a Gzera that you might say. Gzera Shema Yomru Lakidish Yadayim Raglayim Malon. People might say that you're using this water left over from the day before. People might say, you know what? This must be leftover water from a week ago. That they brought to for the Kohen Gadol to be Makadesh Yadayim Raglayim in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Right, from a couple days ago, and now we're standing on Sukkos. So that's the worry that people are going to assume, because they brought it in a Kiton Shel Zahav, in special types of Kalim for the Kohen Gadol as well, and that is the worry that people are going to assume that it was brought for him. And again, even though you hold Yeshir L'mayim, Rashi explains that for a Kohen Gadol, you can use as much as you want for the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So therefore, people aren't going to realize that there is a specific amount. So that is Gzeira. Okay, two different Gzeira Drabanans that are possible. Next, getting back to what it said in the Mishnah. Nishpacha o Nisgalsa. The Mishnah had said that if the water was either spilled out or it was left overnight, Gilui, so then those waters are Pasul Lagabe HaMizbeach. Rashi on the Mishnah had said, why are they Pasul? Because there's going to be maybe a chash of some poison of a snake in there, and there's going to be Chasir Hashir. You can take a specific amount, and therefore if poison fills up some of the area that you need for the water, so that's going to be less than the proper shear than you need. The Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, the Yerushalmi says the reason is that you anything that's only something that's roi lamashke Yisrael is roi lagabi hamizbeach. Anything that's usable and edible and drinkable for a human being, human consumption, so then that's good enough for mizbeach consumption. So that is another, that's the Yerushalmi of the Drasha, Mimashki Yisrael, Lafuke, this case, that it's not royal Mashki Yisrael, because a person is not allowed to drink such water. So Nishpachon is Galsa. So Viyamai, ask the Gemara one second, why do we say that automatically, if it's Nizgala, if it's left overnight, that you have to, after you spill it out, you can't use it. Lever bin misanenes. Why don't you put it through a strainer? Havamina is that the poison, the venom that the snake dropped off might be able to be separated from this water through a strainer. It's thicker, so if you put the water through a strainer, it'll get caught in the strainer, and you'd be able to use the water. So why don't you use a strainer? It must be that strainers don't work for venom. Let's assume then that our mission is against Rabbi Nechemya, because Rabbi Nechemya says that a strainer does work. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Misanenes, Yeshbo Mishem Giloy. Misanenes. Let's say Rashi explains that in the days of the Gemara, what they used to have is they used to put some wine and some spices into a strainer, and they used to let it drip down, and on the bottom, there a scented wine was created, and that's what they used to sell. So let's say that was left overnight with this whole contraption with an upper kli and the strainer and the bottom bowl. So is there an issue of gilui overnight? So it says the Tana Kama, Misanenes Yeshua Mishim Gilui. No, even in this Misanenes contraption, there is an issue of gilui overnight. You're worried that the snake went in, got under the strainer, and caused dropped off his venom. Amar Rav Nechemya, but Rav Nechemya says no. Amos, when do you say that there's a problem of gilui? Bizman Shach Tachtona Megula, if there's space underneath, Avol Bizman Shach between the strainer and the bottom bowl. Avol Bizman Shach Tachtona Mechusa, Avol Bisha Elyona Megula, Ein Bo Mishim Gilui. No, but if the bottom part of this contraption is totally closed off, and the only way that the venom could have gone through was through the strainer, then we say, no problem, there's no issue of gilui. The eres, the poison of a nachash, is thicker and stays in this place, it doesn't go through a strainer. So you see that Rav Nechemya says strainers help separate venom and water. So why didn't the Mishnah give that option? Why does the Mishnah say automatically that if you have water that was left overnight open, so then we are worried that there was a snake and we have to throw it out, it was puzzled Gabi Mizbeya. Why don't you just use a strainer? Why don't you separate and use the water? So answers the Gemara, no. Afilu, and it must be that it's against Reb Nechemya. No, Afilu de Reb Nechemya. No, even Reb Nechemya, who would say that it's allowed for human consumption to do this and have the separation, Amar Darba Reb Nechemya Yelahedyot, Aval Gavoa Mi Amar. Even if Reb Nechemya allows it for you, but for the Mizbeach, higher standards. Even if you'd be able to get the venom out, l'chora, it sounds like there's a higher standard l'gabi ha-mizbeach. The last layer of Nechemya, don't you think Reb Nechemya holds of the principle from Malachi, ha-kriveinu l'fechasecha, ha-yirtzcha, yisuf anecha, marshim svakos, do I want your dirty, disgusting carbonos that you bring me? Meaning this is still considered ma'os, even though you got the poison out. A couple of ha'aris. The Aruch Laner, I'm sorry, the Sfas Emes asks, once you got the poison out, why is it ma'os anymore? You know, you separated. Why is there a higher standard of agabe ha-mizbeach? That was there because there's something wrong with it. But you got the eris out. So what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it anymore? So the Sfas Emes says, via Efshalomar, d'ikr ha-bizoyin hu asinun, afilo haya ba'eris me'olan. The problem isn't the poison. The problem is now that you're doing this whole avoda to try to get the poison out. That itself is b'mayis, the water. What do you mean, masaning this water? The water that you use for nisach hamayim should be pure, should be pristine, coming from the source and going straight agabi ha-mizbeach. So maybe it's the sinun itself that causes the problem. Number two is maybe the problem is that a snake drank from this water. Forget the poison. But that it's more that a snake drank from this water. You don't want to use it. It's fine, you got the poison out. But just the fact that a snake drank from the water is a problem. It shouldn't be more kal than pugum, right? It shouldn't be more kal than pugum. Pugum is any water that was drunk for by a human. So could you use pugum on agave mizbeach? So you, the Rambam has the other requirement. Anything that's not royal on agave mizbeach is not roy to use for yayin. I don't remember. Okay, point number one, that was the Aruch Laner. The Chazon Ish asks, in Hilchos Luk on this dav, he says, "Lever b'mesanenes." What does the Gemara say? Overnight, what happened? Overnight, now it's Shabbos morning. You realize you left it overnight, so why don't you put it through a strainer? Ask the Chazon Ish, 1 second. How can you do straining on Shabbos? It's a malacha. Borer, Merakade, whatever the malacha is, right? We had the Gemara at the end of Shabbos. Mishamer, Mishamai Masrinon Bay. Right, Gemara there. So either way, it's one of the malachas. So how can you do straining? And there are derises on the base of Mikdash. Right? Okay, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. We'll talk about it in a second. But the Arises, how can he do Mishamer? So he suggests, and I think maybe this is Lashitaso, he says, you don't even really know if there's anything in there. So it could very well be that you're not separating anything. So that's why there's no issue of Mishamer. Could be that separate. He doesn't use the Lashon Davarshin Miskavin, but that's A, number one. It might be a Davarshin Miskavin. Or he just said his way is, his Lashon is that it's just Chumra Ba'alma. Mishum Degilu Yenu Ala Chumras. Therefore, you might not be separating anything. This might be the Chazon Ish L'Shitaso. We discussed a couple years ago when we discussed Borer. What if, are you allowed to put one of these filters on your sink? You put it on your sink to add to the sink. So we said the Chazon Ish holds that if you drink the water anyway, and you're just doing it L'Chumra Ba'alma, you want to get
more healthy, more nutrients, so then it's not a problem of borer. And that's a big daf gemina when it came up that there were these bugs in the water. If you were makpid about it, then now it could be a real serious issue of borer because you wouldn't drink the water otherwise. But if you drink it anyway, so then it wouldn't be a problem. So it says the Chazar Shiur, it's a chumra ba'alma. Maybe you're not really separating anything. It's not called borer unless you really want the separation. Unless here you say you vada, I want to separate it because there's a chashash of the eris in there. But either way, that's the chazanish, why it would be important hara just to realize about mishamer. What do you mean? Talking about Shabbos morning, so he says it's not an issue of mishamer. The Ritva on this line, the last line of the Ritva on the Perek, quotes on Afilu Tamer of Nechemi, even if you want to say it's Reb Nechemi, it's still a problem because our Kuvein Olafechasecha, says the Ritva, Mikan, from here you learn, She'ein Mazlikin Bebati Knesios, Ella b'shemen hagun sheroy lahazlik bo b'lifnei malachim. You have to have high standards for shuls, for shul candles, for shul oils. You have to have a high, just like here, the base of mikdash. Shuls and mikdash ma'at. So therefore, you have to have a high standard for the candles that you and all the materials, I would say, that you use in the shul. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Not this exact halacha, but in Hilchos Beis Hakneses, it's in Kufnu and Dalid. Shulchan Aruch quotes: Ein mazlikin ner shel hedyon. Miner Beis HaKnesses, okay, but this before that, Yud Beis. Achbar Shenimsa B'Shemen Shel Beis HaKnesses. Let's say you find a bug in the shul oil that you could use to light, or a rodent. Imhu Ma'us Aser Lazlika B'Beis HaKnesses. If it's Ma'us, you can't use it in the Beis HaKnesses. It's in a shul. But you'd use it at home. The answer is there's a higher standard when it comes to the Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Berurah has 2 days, Machlokas Achronim. What if this Shishim Keneged the... Connected the rodent, the achbar. So even if you have shishim connected the achbar, still, it's bottle in Hilchas Yaradeya. The answer is no. This is not in terms of bittel. It's not in terms of whether it's there. It's in terms of, like our Gemara says, it's still ma'us lagabe hamizbeah. One other hara, and then we'll move on. And that is the Aruch Laner is bothered. That if you look in the Rambam quotes both of these halachas. Halacha of Nishpach and Nizgala. If it's spilled out or it's Nizgala. But if you look in the smag, the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, Moshe Mikutsi, also one of the great Moneh HaMitzvos of the Rishonim, the smag does not quote the halacha of Nizgala. Of Nizgala, of Mayim Galuyim being Pasol Gabi HaMizbeach. And ask the Aruch Laner, I don't know why, he always follows the Rambam. I don't know why he leaves out Gilui, yeah? Does Gilui only apply to water? So we're talking about water here. We're talking about the Nisach HaMayim. Talk about water. So I'm saying, so maybe, so it might all apply to water. So ask the Aruch Laner. Tamahati ala smag, shehevi sham psuli nisachim, velo hevi gam kem psul gilui, im dini nisach hamayim. Ubevadei bekavana hishmit. If he quotes Nishbach and not Nizgala, he definitely left it up a kavana, kivin da rabam hevi b'shnei makomos, v'darka shal smag lahatik lashon rabam. V'nir alani has died. He says, no, the smag is beautiful. The kashas are the Rambam. It says why? It says Kivan da Chadinim Shevi Haraban Bahasmag Shinogim Ata Mivim Bishol Shinigo Lo Asin. She brought a base of Migdash. When the Rambam and the Smag quote a halacha, quote a mitzvah, because even though it's not Noeg Bizman Azeh, it is Noeg eternally. It'll be Noeg. Maybe you brought a base of Migdash. And that's why they left out Nizgala. Why? Because the Ein Gilui Lo Asin Lavo. The Lo Asin Yivsok. The Leka Otsakadas Nachash. The Xiv Vayir of Leashchisu Bechol Har Kachi. The Navi promises there are not going to be any nechashim in the Beis HaMikdash, but lasu lavo. So that's why there's not going to be a halach of gilui. So that's why the Smag doesn't quote his kash on the Rambam. How did the Rambam quote the halacha? Again, we said, but one of the nisa was lohizik, we mentioned 2 days ago, lohizik nashava akrov, the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that was just hizik, but he did left off his venom. That's the Aruch Laner's hara over here on the, why the Smag doesn't quote it, and he throws the kash back on the Rambam. Okay, next parak. Last parak of Maseches Sukkah. One more week. The Mishnah, the beginning of the last parak, had quoted all the different aspects of Sukkis. What applies, which of these halachas apply for how many days of Sukkis? So the Mishnah says that the chalil, the flute, and the other musical accompaniments that took place in the Beis HaMikdash were for either 5 or 6 days of Sukkis. Zeu achalil shebeis hashoeva. This is the chalil, the flute of the Beis HaShoeva, the house of the drawing of the water. The chalil, these musical accompaniments, are not docha Shabbos or Yantif, and therefore it comes out to be 5 or 6 days. Why? Because the first day of Sukkot, you don't do it. The first day is Yantif. So therefore the first day is out. So if Shabbos falls out on the first day, if Yontif Chol is b'Shabbos the first day, then Shabbos and Yontif, there's only one day that's knocked out, and the other 6 days of Sukkos, then you have the Chalil. But if Shabbos falls out any other day, if the first day of Sukkos is not Shabbos, so then both of those days, Yontif and Shabbos, are both knocked out, and you'd only use the Chalil 5 days. So that is the pshat of the Mishnah. Tosos on the bottom, Tosos the She'eno asks, Afal gab de chalil, bottom tosis, afal gab de chalil, eno aser elam yishav shem yisachin klei shir. What do you mean, chalil? Why is it also to blow, play music? It's only also durabanan. It's durabanan anyway. Kavod lo besapkin, lo betapkin, the berg meshilin. We're going to have a mesechus beitza, b'ez Hashem, in a couple months. A couple weeks, probably. The only reason that it's usher to play musical instruments on Shabbos is that this is Durabanan. You might break and you might come to fix it. So don't we usually have the principle of Ein Shvus Mamikdash, right? Just like the other Isurim. So it's usually Isurim Durabanan, or do not apply in the base of Mikdash. The Kamal Ein Shvus Mamikdash. So it says, Tosfos, base Hasho Eva Shaini. No, this is a part of the Avodas HaKarban. This is Beis HaShoeva. Kedabina B'Gemara, De'ina El Mishab Sibcha Yaseira. This is already extra. This is Hidur, as we'll get to in the Gemara. So therefore, maybe that's why Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't apply to non-hardcore Avodos. You know, anything extra, it would not apply to that. Tosfos also, on days, Tosfos also says maybe because it's so common, there are so many instruments, there's more of a gzeira there than by other types of shvusim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, there's a major machlokas we've shown him on this Mishnah about the Chalil, and again, this is all about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If you look at Rashi on Beis HaShoeva, the third Rashi in the Perek, Rashi says, Kol Simchazu Eina Ela Bishvil Nisa Chamayim Kidem Mefarish Usha'av Temayim Bisasam. Shitas Rashi is clear. The simcha, the great simcha that's going to be described in this perek, with all the tzaddikim dancing around and all the water and unbelievable, Rashi says that is simchas beis hashoeva. That's simcha connected to the nisach hamayim. It's all one simcha. That's never mefurish. That in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that the simcha has to do specifically with the nisach hamayim. We know they were dancing. We know they were celebrating. But why? So Rashi specifically connects it as most of us assume, to the Nisach HaMayim, and he quotes the pasuk of Ush'av Temayim B'Sasso. That is the Shita of Rashi. If you look at the Rambam, and at the end of Hilchas Lulav in Perek Ches Halacha Yubeis, says the Rambam, Afal Bishakala Moados Mitzvah L'smach Bahen, even though every Moed has a mitzvah to be Mesameach, B'chagasukis Hoysa Sham B'Mikdash Simcha Yisera. On Sukkis there was extra Simcha, Shenemar Usmachtem L'fnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. Right? It says you should be happy in front of Hashem 7 days. We discussed this last week or 2 weeks ago, that this is the same pasuk that's the makar for shaking a lula for 7 days in Mikdash. The Rambam quotes as the makar for being mesameach in the base of Mikdash for 7 days. The pashas of the pasuk. The kesod al-yosin, what they used to do, Erev Yantif HaRishon, Mesakneb HaMikdash Makom HaNashim, they used to make an Ezra's Nashim, and they have the men downstairs. Umaskin L'smok Motsa Yantif HaRishon, they start to be happy, Motsa Yantif HaRishon. V'chein b'chol yom v'yom yimei chol shamoed maschilin me'acher sheyakrivu tamid shel ben arba'im. Right after they bring tamid shel ben arba'im on the first day of Sukkos, that's when they started being mesameach. L'smoch shar hayom im kol halayla. V'chay simcha zu hachalil makeh u'menagnin b'kinor. All the different instruments sheyudei l'ragimo u'mishiyudei b'peh b'peh. Whoever knows how to sing should sing. V'roktin u'mesapkin u'mtapkin u'mfazin makarkin m'kol echad v'echad kemo sheyadua v'omrim dimashir v'shishbachos. V'simcha zu ein adoch shabbos u'yantav. That's the Rambam. No mention of Nisach HaMayim. That's what's important in the Rambam. In contrast to Rashi, Rambam talks all about this great simcha that took place on Sukkos. He does not connect it to the Nisach HaMayim. He says it's a great simcha, it's a wonderful simcha, but it's Simchas Yontif. It's not part of the Nisach HaMayim. How some Achronim formulated is that according to the Rashi, we'll get to Nafka Minas in the Gemara, according to the Rashi, this is a din of Simchas Hamik Simcha Shel Avoda. It's part of the Avodah of Nisach HaMayim. That's where the Simcha flows from. Masha'enkin, according to the Rambam, no, it's Simcha Zachag. Simcha Zachag, nothing to do with a specific Avodah, it's Simcha Zachag. On Sukkot, you have to be extra, extra happy.
Yeah. According to the Rambam, what?
According to the Rambam, that's based on the Usmachtim of Fe'eshon Lekechem Shivas Yamim. Based
why
on that Pasuk.
Why
Sukkot? This extra Pasuk. Why Sukkot? Maybe it's the Hashkafically, maybe it's after the Yamim Noraim. Now, there are different reasons that we could give why, but at least now we're trying to describe. We're not trying to figure out the what, not the why. The what is, according to it seems like the Rambam has a separate mitzvah. So far, It goes so far as Rabbi Yochanan Fischel Perlow in the Sefer asked, why isn't it a separate mitzvah saseh? They said the Rambam Paskins, right, Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah, and he says it seems like for the Rambam it's a separate mitzvah. She counted it as a separate mitzvah saseh. It's based on a separate pasuk, it's a separate idea. Simcha bebeis hamikdash kol zayin yamim, unique to Sukkot, like Menachem just asked, so why don't you count it as a separate mitzvah? Mavur, I had you the sphere like the simcha zudin shidikris batamad b'chol makom. Actually, before you even I read that line, the lishitaso simchas beis hashoeva, that phrase. The Rashi loves that phrase. Why? Because the simcha has to do with the beis hashoeva, and it has to do with the drawing of the water. If you look at the Rambam here in the Pirush of Mishnayis, the Rambam says, "Ubeis hashoeva shame hamakom shahayu misaknin l'simcha v'kara lo zeh hashem mishumush aftemayim v'sason." The Rambam downplays the word beis hashoeva. He says, "Beis hashoeva, that's the place where they used to dance. Why is it called that? Okay, ushaftemayim v'sason, shoeva and sason." But he downplays the whole connection to the drawing of the water, l'shitaso, to Mishnah Torah, that it's not really connected. So says the so Rav Chaim Fischel Perlow in Chelak Gimel in the piece here, he says he doesn't know why. It's sarachim l'chor l'fize amaylo mana mitzvah b'fnei asim b'binyan asin shalom. So he's bothered. Obviously, you have to say for the Rambam that there's somehow that even though it's a separate mitzvah simchas yatif, it's a outgrowth, it's a hemshich. It's an expansion of the regular din of shaking a lulav there 7 days of lifnei Hashem. It's all connected. That's what you must say. But again, is it simchas hamikdash or simchas yantif? That's how Rav Soloveitchik understands it. Simchas mikdash is Rashi. Simchas yantif is the Rambam. Okay, that's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, weiter. Itmar Amid Beis. Itmar Rav Yehuda v'Rav Ina chad tani shoeva v'chad tani chashuva. One of these Rabbanon had the girsa in our Mishnah, had the phrase in our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says Beis HaShoeva, they had the girsa of Shoeva, V'chatani Chashuva, and one had the girsa of Chashuva. Soloveitchik says maybe this is the Machlokas Rashi Rambam. This Machlokas Rav Ina and Rav Yehuda. Rashi had Shoeva, the Rambam had Chashuva. Chashuva just means it's a Chashuva Mitzvah. So one had Shoeva, one had Chashuva. There is a Yerushalmi that suggests that Shoeva comes from a different source, not Shoeva to draw the water. Tosas quotes on top. Chatan Shoeva, Yerushalmi that many know. Yerushalmi Mefarsha Misham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. From there we drew Ruach HaKodesh. There was an automatic Ruach HaKodesh when one went to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So that's where the Lashon Shoeva comes from. And again, that also might be the basis for the Rambam, not to do with the drawing of the water. Shehashchina Shara Bitoch Simcha Tichseva Hi Kenagin Amanagin Vatiyalav Ruach Hashem. As the pasuk says, that when they started to play, so that's when the Ruach Hashem descended. Umaisi Uvda, and the Yerushalmi mentions the Uvda of Yonah ben Amitai, of Yonah. Shehayim Oli Regalim V'Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shar Salav Shchina. That Yonah got Ruach HaKodesh from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. A lot of drushes on Sukkot are given about Yonah and Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But that's the machlokas. Does it say Shoeva or does it say Chashuva? Amar Mar Zutra, Malatari Shoeva lo Mishtabish, Malatari Chashuva lo Mishtabish. Both have good sources. The one who has the gears of Shoeva is based on a pasuk, and the one who says Chashuva is also based on a pasuk. Before we see what their sources are, the Maritz Chai is here, has an important ha'ara. He says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ina in the Gemara, Chashuva, Shoeva, why don't they just look in the Mishnah? But they have different Mesoras. This is the Gemara. They have different Mesoras. So it says the Maritz Chayis is a raya from here. It's a Maritz Chayis kind of comment. A raya from here that Bisman HaGemara, the Mishnah was not yet written down. It was compiled, but it was still Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because well, Shoeva Chashuva, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, when they had a study about what it says in the Torah, they said, bring it out, let's look. Right? So why didn't they say here, bring it out, let's look. So he says that Mikan Raya Da'api Me'a Morayim Lo Haisa HaMishnah K'suva Ba'Sefer Rak Nilmad Bal Peh Rak Shehaisa Mesuderes Umi Pizeh Is Tani Kach V'Is Tani Kach V'Im Haisa HaMishnah B'Kasuv Lo Haya Nofel HaSafek B'Kagon Elu D'Haya HaNakel Laisi Sefer V'Nechzeh. Sometimes it says Chisura Mechzera, that their Girsa is missing certain parts. Chisura Mechzera, but this is a Chisura Mechzera. You have a couple times. You have Chaton Is Chaton That. So he thinks this is a raya that it was not written down. You might say, and they did machlokas, but what it should have said. But this is what he assumes.
Then what did Rabbi Meir
also do? So what did he do? He might be that he compiled. I'm sorry?
You don't need
Eis Lachos Hashem. You don't need Eis Lachos Hashem. Okay, maybe you don't need Eis Lachos Hashem if you're to Rasecha. So maybe though he could maybe even putting it into some kind of seder and putting the conversations into an order that was reviewed and reviewed, that itself is also an Eis Lachos Hashem. It wasn't just haphazard haphazard information all over the place. He did put it in an order. He gave certain mnemonic devices, as we mentioned. That's why in all the Sedarim, the Prakim are longer, right? The earlier Masechtas in the Seder have longer Prakim, right? So that's why he did this. That might have been a good mnemonic device, even without being written down. So that's why, could be his answer to that kash. Okay, so Marzusha Tani to Evalo Mishtabish, each one of them has a basis. Mandatani show Evalo Mishtabish, going to one who says show Eva, it makes sense to Ksivu Sha'av Temai Visason, based on that pasuk. Omantani Chashuv Alo Mishtabish, according to one who says it's Chashuv, also is not a problem. Dhammer of Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuvahi, Uba'a Mishesh Yimei Bereishis. It's a Mitzvah Chashuvah that goes back to Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Again, we have to give Pshat. What does Simchas Vez Shoeva have to do with Sheshes Yimei Bereishis? So Rashi says on top, Rashi, the Amar La'el, this is referring to what Menachem did with you yesterday. The Amar La'el, Shisin Nivru Mishes Yimei Bereishis, the Kabbalah Nesachim. It has to do with the Shisin. The Shisin, the waters were poured into the Shisin, these underground pipes it went into, all the way going back, and these were created, Mishes Yimei Bereishis. Barashis, as the Gemara said yesterday. That's Rashi. But there are Divrei Machshava that are suggested by the Achronim here to explain the connection between Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the and Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Maybe two or three of them that I saw. Rav Soloveitchik in that same piece suggests that, at least according to the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, at the end of when he describes the Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says, HaSimcha Sheyis, this is the last halach in Hilchas Lulav, HaSimcha Sheyis Lecha Adam Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Ba'avas HaKel Avodah Gadola Hi. To be Mesameach is an Avodah Gadola. V'chol HaMeah Atzmo Mi'Simcha Zu Rohi Li Parah Mimenu. And anybody that does not take part in this Simcha is Rohi to be Li Parah Mimenu. As it says, Tzachas HaShem Lavad HaShem Lekech B'Simcha V'Tov Leva Mirov Kol. And then he says, V'chol HaMashpil Atzmo U'Mekel Gufo B'Mekomos Elu. Anybody who lowers himself L'kavod Hashem, Hakru Hagadol Hamechubad Ho'ovin Ma'ava. He is the one who's really respectful. V'chein David HaMelech Yisrael Omar, that David HaMelech says, V'nachalosi on mizos, V'yis Hashava V'einai. We know David HaMelech was V'charkim V'faz Peiz L'fnei Ha'aron, and even his wives got upset at him when they looked out the window and they saw what he was doing in front of the Aron. V'einai G'dula V'akavod El L'smoach L'fnei Hashem. Right, so you can lower yourself. These we're going to read about in the coming dafim how the tzaddikim, the talmidei chachamim, used to dance in front of the all Klal Yisrael on the base of Mikdash, and used to lower themselves in quotes in order l'shem shamayim. So it says that's the simcha that took place. So Soloveitchik says, where did they get this midah from of lowering themselves? So we read in yesterday's parsha, Nasa Adam Misalmenu Kin Musainu. What does Rashi say on Nasa Adam? An Vesanuso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'mani Mikan. We learn the anivus, the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he lowers himself. I mean, he talks to his bezdin. Nasa Adam Misalmenu Kin Musainu. Nasa. So that midah of anava that these tzaddikim reflect in their actions of Silvay Zeshu'eva, that comes from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. It comes from the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makor B'darchei Hashem Yisbarach Moshe Yisimei Bereishis. Bereishis Yisir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was Mashpil himself in order to create the world. Gam Chashuvei Am HaSmeicha B'Simchas Hashem, they also lower themselves. That's one connection between Chesimchas Beit HaShoeva and Maisa Bereishis. Yeah.
It's hard to say that Makor B'Shoeva Chashuva is related to that Makor
Okay, the Rambam might say, I mean, the Chashuva is important, the Sheet of Chashuva is important for the fact that it does not connect it to Shoeva. The Rambam could say, oh, you're saying that's even connected.
Yeah.
But it says, he uba'a. You could say, for the Rambam, the Simcha is connected to Sheet of Vibrations, not the Simcha of Nisach HaMayim. Right? Because the Rambam is never Mitzvah of Simcha.
And second, the Rambam itself has a Girsa of Shoeva.
The Rama has the Girsa in the Mishnah of Shoeva, correct, but he downplays it. But you're right, so, inachinami. So it's hard to put it in, but again, it's a possibility. Possibility, but it's difficult, that's true. Another two ideas that connect to this. The Chain the Meshach Chachma, I saw an answer that suggests that maybe the reason is that, like the Yerushalmi says, that there was Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. Usually you have to prepare yourself for Ruach HaKodesh, and you have to do all these achanas, the Rambam Reis, and also the Torah to become a Navi, you have to be Mizvodein, and you have to do everything, you have to prepare yourself for Ruach HaKodesh. And that was the Chet, said the Meshech HaKodesh, Nadav Naviyu, they didn't properly prepare themselves for the Nevuah. Simchas Beis HaShoeva was an exception to the rule, that they had this, they got this free Ruach HaKodesh, this is HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hu coming down and giving them free reign, kind of like the Bria Kadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous chesed that he made himself available, that he created the world. He came down and he did such a ma'aseh chesed and created the world. So maybe that's the parallel to the connection to Sheisis Yimei Breishis. There is one other idea that again many of the darshanim talk about on Sukkos, and that is I saw it here in the Elohim Moadai, where he quotes that Nisach HaMayim is based on a medrash, part of the medrash. Nisach HaMayim based on a medrash. What medrash? From yesterday's parsha. Again, what was the medrash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu on day two of creation separates the upper waters and the lower waters. So what happens? The medrash says, Mayim HaTachtonim Nikru Mayim Bochim. The lower waters, meaning all the water in our universe, is called, not in our sphere, in our realm, in the oceans, is called crying waters. Why? Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu slit the upper and the lower waters. The lower waters were upset. I'm going to be far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. I'm so upset. I'm all the way down here. Basically, on a pasuk in Eov, that it was crying. Amr Biaba Bivchinis Parshua Mayim Batachonim in Hal Yonim. Amru Oilanu Shlozachinu Laos Lomalios Krovim Liotsrenu. Right, where they were upset. The lower waters were crying. So what happened? By the way, that's why Bali Musa say that's why there are waves and there's the tide. Because the waters are like trying to get back up. They're trying to smash back up. They raise themselves. They're trying to jump back up because they were lowered. They're trying to lower themselves back up. So ma'asu he'izu paneim u'baku tahomos v'chalalos. They started flooding the whole universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hov l'chvoti asisen kol kach. Because you're just doing this for my covet. Okay, so they have to ask rishus from you, and then he says, I'll give you your schar. What's going to be your schar? You mayim tachtonim, the melach that's in you, the salt water that's in you. Every carbon is going to require melach, so it's going to be a korek amarcha takva melach, and also nisach amayim. Nisach amayim, the actual water is going to be brought on Sukkos on top of the mizbeach. Another reason why also I saw B'shem, he quotes here B'shem, the yitav panim. True, that is why we have Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because this, the water, when we go to the water in the ocean, that symbolizes striving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka, we go on Rosh Hashanah, is the day that we're Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be close to Him. Dafka, we go to the lower waters. But maybe this is the connection now to Nisach HaMayim and the Ma'aseh Bria. That's Mefurish. The Medrash says, during Ma'aseh Bracious, the waters were lowered, and Nisach HaMayim is Misakein that Chain. And that's why maybe also we're going to have such Simcha. The big problem, why is there such simcha by this avodah? There was never such simcha by all the avodahs throughout the year. Yes, so this avodah symbolizes and reflects an idea of striving and yearning to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this water is. And this Nisach HaMayim is being misakin and helping out these lower waters fulfill their tafkin in life. And that's why we have such a great simcha, because we hope to learn from these lower waters. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. We'll get back to more Divrei Agada about this when we get up to the next Mishnah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now we get to some of the halachas. The Mishnah said that the chalil is not doche Shabbos or Yantif. Says the Mishnah, HaChalil doche es HaShabbos Dibir Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says chalil is doche Shabbos, arguing on our Mishnah. V'chachamim say, no, it's not even doche Yantif. Forget Shabbos. It's not even doche Yantif. I'm Rav Yosef. Machlokes b'shir shel karbon. Rav Yosef said the machlokes here, whether it's doche or not, is about the shir, about the song that was sung, and the instruments played that went along with the karbon. Meaning b'shas nisach hayayin, b'shas nisach hamayim, which was done with the karbon tamid shel shachar, and also the nisach hayayin, not mayim, nisach hayayin that was done with the tamid shel ben harbayim. So that's what the machlokes is about. What's the machlokes about? The Rav Yosef Savar Iker Shira Bekli. Rabbi Yossi says that the Chalil is Docha Shabbos. Why is that? Because he says the Iker Shira that's demanded by the Avoda is Bekli, is with instruments. Instruments are part and parcel of the Avoda, and therefore the Avodahi. That part of the Avoda, not just bringing the carbon, but the accoutrements, let's call them, the musical accompaniments, is also part of the Avodah. V'docha the Shabbos, and because it has such significance, it's Docha Shabbos also. V'rabbanan Savri, Iker Shira Bepeh. The Rabbanan say, no, the Iker Shira of the Levium is with their mouths, not with their instruments. V'lav Avodahi, v'ena Docha the Shabbos. It's not an Avodah, and it's not Docha Shabbos, because Iker Shira Bepeh. The Kli is just an extra. It's just a Hidur. And therefore, it's Levesume Kala. Rashi explains. It's just to add some musical background, but it's not Iker, and that's why it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. That's the machlokes about Shir of Karbon. Av Shir Shal Shoeva, but regarding the separate instruments that they played of the Shoeva, which, again, according to Rashi, would mean with the Nisach Amayim, according to the Rambam, might just mean this extra Simcha they had at night. Divrei HaKol Simcha Yivin Docha Shabbos. According to that Shir, that's definitely like extra, not real part of the Avoda, and therefore it would not be Docha, it would not be Docha Shabbos. How do I know that this is what they're arguing about? Whether Iker Shira Bapeh or Iker Shira Bakli? How do I know? Titania, as the Bryson says, Kli Sharis Sha'asan Shel Eitz, Rebbe Postal, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. There's another machlokas, same authors. Another machlokas between Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe. Are you allowed to make a wooden Kli Sharis? A wooden Kli Sharis. So, is that what's the marker for making a Kli Sharis? We know the menorah has to be metal. The menorah has to be metal. And generally, we assumed, up until now, that all kelim have to be metal. There were some kelim that had some wood inside of them, but they were metal-plated on the outside. You had an aron, you had the other kelim that had wood inside to make it lighter, Chazal say, but really there was metal on the outside. So the question is, there is an opinion here, in the Tanan, that you can use a wooden kli. My lab, what's this machlokas about, B'Hakim Mifliki? What's the machlokas about, whether you can use a wooden kli or not? So says Rav Yosef, it's the exact same machlokas as here. Man de machshir savar ikashir b'kli. Rav Yosef, Yehuda, who says kosher, you could use a wooden kli, is because he holds the ikar shira is with a kli. V'yalfinan mi'abuva de Moshe. And we know, abuva is a chalil. We know that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that you had a reed chalil, made out of reeds. And if ikar shira b'kli, so you have to give significance to that as a kli shares. So there is a precedent of a kli shares that has full kedusha, that's used part of the avoda, and it's not metal. So therefore, hu adin, that all kelim could be wooden if you want. That is the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Umad the pasul, but according to Rabbi, he holds savar ikashira bapeh. No, the ikashira is bapeh. So therefore, the kelim, the instruments, are not real kelim. V'lo yafina me'abu v'demosh. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn from the reed kli, because that was extra. You can use whatever you want. It's not really part of the avoda. So says Rav Yosef, just like that's the machlokas over there, of our ikishir bepeh, ikishir bekli, so too, it's the machlokas over here as well. Says the Gemara, maybe not so fast. Maybe it's no raya. Lo, tekulei alma ikishir bekli. It could very well be that the ikir shira, according to everybody, is bekli. If it's bekli, so therefore shouldn't you then be able to learn from the abuva de Moshe, from the reed chalil, hey, if this is a kishir b'kli, if that's a kli, then any kli should be able. Once you have one, so then you should be a precedent for all kelim. So the Gemara says, no. V'hacha, what's the machlokas about? B'donin efshar mishi'i efshar kemiflagi. The machlokas is, do you learn from the possible from the impossible? Man de machshir savar donin efshar mishi'i efshar. In the case of the abuva de Moshe, that's the kind of kli they had to use. There was ain't brera. There was no choice. And why? Rashi explains, because if you had some other material on there, such as metal, it wouldn't sound as good. So certain instruments had to be and have to be made out of other kinds of kelim, other kinds of materials, to sound good, to do their job. So it's efshar to make them in any other way. So are you allowed to learn that for bowls and forks that can be made with metal? So that's the machlokas. Do you learn efshar mishi'i efshar? According to the Rebbe Yehuda, you do. Once you have the precedent, so even though it was efshar, so what? It's still kosher, so therefore you can use that even to a case of efshar. According to one that says pasul, you say no. You do not learn efshar from efshar. In an efshar case, fine. It's similar to like shas atzchak. Shas atzchak is one thing, but you don't. You can't learn that to generalize into a rule. So don't bring me any rise, Rav Yosef, from that machlokes, that's what they're arguing about. V'bayisei, Mother Gemara says another pshat. T'kuliyam b'tikim shir b'kli. Again, maybe they're not arguing about peh and kli, what the ikar shira is, but maybe everybody agrees the ikar shira is b'peh, just singing, and not instruments. So therefore, how does Rav Yosef Yehuda have a precedent? They ain't done an efshar mishi efshar, and you don't learn the possible from the impossible. So again, what's the shita of Rav Yosef Yehuda? How could he machshir v'hacha b'melech menorah b'klali yoprate oberibuye umiute kamiflagi? The machlokas is that we know that menorah has to be made out of metal, but we have different ways to darshan psukim. Some Amoraim, or some Tanoim, this is talking about Tanoim here, some Tanoim darshan with the tool of klal uprat uklal, and some use the klal, the principle of riba umiyed v'riba. So depending on which one you use, that will determine whether you're allowed to use non-metal kalim. That's what they're arguing about. It's a beautiful Rashi here, Rashi in the big Rashi, second to last one on the page. He explains klal uprat uklal, that some like that method. Klal uprat uklal means as follows, what we say in Rabbi Shmuel Omer, klal uprat uklal, klal, you have a general rule, the Torah says. And then the Torah says prat. It makes a specific example. So we assume at that point that it must be that this example is exactly what the klal meant. The prat is explaining the previous. That's klal uprat, ein beklal el mash beprat. But then if the Torah would give another general principle, klal uprat klal, so then what the Torah must mean is that not just the specific example, but anything similar to the specific example as well. That's the principle of klal uprat klal. Rashi goes through this whole thing, kaseder. Riba umiyet is something different. Riba means if the Torah gives a general idea, we include everything. Then if the next word of the Torah is amiyat, is an exclusionary word, then we assume that we exclude something. But if there's another riba, if there's another general rule afterwards, so then we assume, must be including everything again, and just excluding one tiny detail. So when you have a general idea, then a specific idea, then a general idea, what do you use? Klal uprat uklal or riba umiyet v'riba? You come out with different results, because by klal uprat uklal you come out with include everything that's similar to the prat, but by riba umiyet v'riba you include everything, excluding one little thing. But so that which you use, so that's going to have nafka minas here. So now let's read the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda darish rabuya miyute Rabbi darish klal uprate vasisa min. I'm sorry, I skipped one. Rabbi Darish Klali Uprati, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda Darish Ribuya Miute. Rabbi Darish Klali Uprati, so Rabbi Darshan's Rabbi who says you're not allowed to use wooden kalim, Darshan's Klal Uprat, as follows. Via Sisa Menoras, you shall make the menorah klal. Zahav, Vasisi Menoras might be a general statement. Zahav Tahar, in pure gold, Prat. Miksha Tasa Menorah, Chazav a klal. Klal Uprat a klal, Iatadan Ela Keena Prat. So you're only allowed a darshan similar to the detail. Ma prat mefurish shel mataches, af kol shel mataches. So that's how he comes up with just metal. Rabbi Yosef, are you the darshan buyu miyute? No, he's darshan's ribu yu miyet. V'yasisa menoras riba. Zahav tahar miyet. Miksha tasa menorah chazav riba. Riba miyet v'riba riba hakol. So even wooden kalim are included. What's the... My Rabbi kol milui. My miyet, there is a miyut there, so what is excluded according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Miyet shel cheres. That's royal hismai yosem and akol. Earthenware kalim, you can't make a kli out of cheres, but any other types of a kli shari is out of cheres. But any type of other material would be able to be used. So lamaskana, we just came up with two possibilities to reject Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that the machlokes, whether chalil is docha Shabbos or not, is about ikar shir bepeh and ikar shir bekli, and we end up saying that no, maybe... there's no raya that they argue about that somewhere else, so you can't bring me any rayas to that machlokas. Just one other dvar gada to end off with. That is the Medra says, also spoken about on Sukkos, that Navos, who had a vineyard, who the Achav wanted to get his vineyard. The Navi tells a story that he didn't know how to get his vineyard, and his wife Yizevel tells him, why don't you set up Edi Sheker and frame him? And ultimately, Navos met a terrible demise. And the Medrash asks, why did he merit such a terrible demise? Merit? Why did this happen? So the Medrash says that Navos had a beautiful voice. And he always used to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and sing for all of Am Yisrael. And one year, he said, I'm tired, I'm not going to go this year. I can't, I'm not. So that was his punishment. Obviously, it's still a kasha. Why was it such a punishment? But what's the message? So the the Mefarshim used this message to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us all talents. Gives us all certain kochos. And we have to make sure to use those kochos properly. Be a singer, you could be a da'a learner, you could be a this person or that person in this business, a doctor, whatever. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives everybody certain kochos, and we have to use them. That's the message that we get from Novos, that everybody has certain kochos, and we have to make sure to capitalize on those kochos. Similar to what the Netziv says on Pidyon HaBen and Petach Hamor. What's the halacha by Petach Hamor, Tiftev Eseh? The halacha is that a donkey, usually by non-kosher animals, there is no halacha of bechor, except by chamor, except by a donkey. Petach hamar tifteh v'seh, you have to switch that for a seh. V'im lo sifteh, if you don't switch it for a seh, for a sheep, what's the halacha? V'arafto, you have to break its neck. Yes, they say, what are you killing this chamar for? V'arafto. So you didn't do the mitzvah, v'arafto. Says the Netziv in Hemek Davar, if you have this chamar, which has the potential to be used as a mitzvah, tifteh v'seh, and not, it's not fulfilling its potential, roi that it's not here. Roi that it's not here. Because we have to use our potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, all of our talents, all lavodes Hashem, and everything we can to serve Him. Okay, we'll stop here. Mez Hashem, tomorrow we have more discussions of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The famous Gemara is about whoever never saw Simchas Beis HaShoeva, never saw Simcha, it's tomorrow's Gemara. Okay, I just got to go pick up my son from...